welcome to day 12 of the Great Minnesota Get Together. This is the TKD Fair Food Podcast with your host, editor in chief of TKD Fair Food, Tony Dahlman. I am not at the Minnesota State Fair. I have been at the TKD Fair Food headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa, all day here on Labor Day. I drove back down to Des Moines last night so that I could spend Labor Day at home just to try and catch up on all of the things that I have missed over the last couple weeks at the fair, and really the last 6 weeks. It has been a very hectic schedule for me, so it's good to try and get a few things done at home as I prepare for going back to work now this upcoming week. As I sit here and I think about the Minnesota State Fair, it has been a very successful 2023 Minnesota State Fair. Before the fair, I let everybody know that I wasn't going to make it all the way through the new food list. I ended up reviewing about 30 of the foods on the official new fair food list. If you count all the new foods and the vendors, they had a total on their list of about 41. I just looked up the MSP magazine new food reviews, and they claim that they had close to 100 new foods at the Minnesota State Fair this year. I think if I would have tried to go through the whole list, that I probably would have been in that 60 to 80 range. But in the end, I am thankful that I did come home for those 3 days. I only went to 8 of the 12 days of the fair this year. Those days in the middle of the week did allow me to catch up on some things that I needed to do at work at home, so even though I do miss going to all of those days at the fair, it's probably a good thing that I was able to deal with some stuff here on the home end. As I was thinking about the 2023 State Fair, in the first few days, I was having some conversations with some people about attendance. And after having a few good first days, there was kind of talk about if this year was going to beat the record that happened in 2019. And after days 4 and 5, after days 5 and 6, that first Monday and Tuesday of the fair, the 2023 attendance was ahead of the 2019 attendance. And this surprised me a little bit because I have come to the contention that I am not sure that 2019 Minnesota State Fair attendance record is ever going to be broken. That I just think that there's going to have to be a major change to how the Minnesota State Fair does transportation to be able to get more people onto the grounds for them to ever break that 2019 record, which was really just a confluence of all of the perfect things that were going on, and it's just going to be extremely hard to break that record. I still think what the Minnesota State Fair needs to do is that I think one of the problems that they're running into for transportation is that they just don't have enough park and rides, and they just don't have enough buses, and they really have to pay whatever money they have to pay to get more of those buses and more of those park and rides in the Twin Cities, because that is going to be the only way that they're going to be able to deal with all the attendance that I'm sure they would like to get. Obviously, the temperatures were a little hot that second weekend. The second weekend numbers were well below 2019. And actually, these numbers are going to end up being fairly close to what they were last year, somewhere in that 1.8, 1.9 million range. I think that's definitely a good sign. It was in 2021, the numbers were considerably lower than that, and there was worry about if they were ever going to get up to some of those pre-pandemic levels, and it definitely feels like pre-pandemic levels at the Minnesota State Fair. And so that is something that is really exciting to see. On the drive home last night, I was reading a Reddit article where there are some people who are suggesting of what can you do to improve the Minnesota State Fair? That it's already a great fair, but what are some things that you can do to improve it? Generally, I don't like these types of articles because it tends to bring out the haters talking about some things that it's like, oh, everything is too expensive. Oh, it's not. The State Fair is long enough. They need to expand it. It's really, the State Fair is never going to expand because they really can't go any earlier, because then they would start running into other state fairs, most notably the Iowa State Fair, which gets done a mere 4 days before the Minnesota State Fair starts, and that if they were to go any earlier, the vendors that go to both would have to choose between the two, and that's really not some decision they would have to make. They really can't go any later than Labor Day, because that would get into even more school conflicts than they're already getting into. And if they have school conflicts, that is going to cut off a major attendance driver of the people that they want to go to the fair, and that they're just not going to be able to get people to come to those later days. But really, they did have some interesting ideas talking about making more shade, talking about having more waterability. It's, I think, something that State Fair has put a lot of investments to is restrooms. And part of that, they've been adding some water bottle filling stations. But I really think that's their next step, is that in addition to expanding their transportation options, is just to continue to build some of those shade areas, continue to build some of those free water areas. And I think is going to be a good next step for investment that the Minnesota State Fair Board can do for their upcoming fairs. But I had a really good time at the fair. I got to eat a lot of good food. I got to talk to a lot of people that I don't get to talk to, and that is always exciting for me. I'm continually thinking about what the future of TKD fair food is going to be. I really don't know what it's going to be like next year, but I always enjoy reaching out to the fans who have been working with me here for the last 10 years now, and I want to thank everybody for all of the friendly comments that I've gotten, and I really just enjoy working with all of the people that have been following my TKD Fair Food Reviews here at the 2023 Minnesota State Fair. Thank you for listening to the TKD Fair Food Podcast. The third season of this podcast is in memory of my mother. I miss you, Mom. Opening and closing music is by DJ Carla. If you want to see all of the TKD Fair Food reviews, please follow TKD Fair Food on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll see you at the 2024 Great Minnesota Get-Together.